Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
And do not miss an hour from now. John Murawski is going to come up from Real Clear Investigations. And, you know, of course, it's Pride Month. And outside of my building here downtown, they're setting up for this big Pride event this weekend. John at Real Clear Investigations has really done a deep dive into these libraries. Public libraries are the... the featured group now with the queer theme titles for all ages from toddlers to teens. And some of his investigation is quite stunning. He'll join us at 5:33. Scott Jennings at 5:04 right now. And he's just been named as the co-chair of the House Congressional Pro-Life Caucus. Congressman Bob Onder with us this afternoon. Hello, Bob. How are you?
Hey, Mark. It's great to be back.
That naming to that caucus, well-timed, a big Supreme Court decision today, wasn't there, on the issue of Planned Parenthood. Just a couple years after Dobbs, something interesting happened today, didn't it?
Yeah, you're right. We are just 2 days ago, we celebrated the third anniversary of the Dobbs decision, which returned the decision about how to treat abortion to the people, the states, and to the people as the Constitution intended. But today... the Supreme Court ruled that states can indeed decide not to force taxpayers to fund abortion providers, including Planned Parenthood. And this just makes sense because Medicaid has always been a joint state and federal program, and states have determined provider eligibility. So some states, including Missouri, have decided that an organization that kills babies for a living is not an appropriate way to use tax funds and defunded Planned Parenthood. There was some legal ambiguity, though, that was resolved today when in the Medina case, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that states indeed can choose who can be a provider and can bar abortion providers from state Medicaid participation. I'm proud to say that I think it was about a dozen other congressmen filed an amicus brief in that case. So our side did prevail.
But the bottom line on that is if you're on Medicaid in Missouri, or I guess in any state at this point, you cannot use that program to get services at Planned Parenthood, or specifically abortions, or all services.
Services. And the thing is, money is fungible. So money that goes from the taxpayer to Planned Parenthood is going to be used for other things Planned Parenthood does, such as abortion, but also Planned Parenthood is the number one provider of transgender drugs for children, puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones. But, you know, there are literally, Mark, in Missouri, hundreds and hundreds of providers from rural health clinics, FQHCs, of course, private practices, private clinics at universities, where women can get medical services. Women do not need to go to an abortion clinic to get a pap smear.
By the way, I had Andrew Bailey, our attorney general, on yesterday, and one of the things we talked about, that was a big decision last week on the transgender issue, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was an enormous decision, the U.S. v. Scrimeti case, in which the Tennessee law And Missouri has a very similar law to protect kids from the quacks and groomers who would make a profit out of convincing little girls that they're really boys and boys they're really girls, that states like Tennessee, like Missouri, can protect kids from this diabolical industry. And, you know, around the world, Finland, Sweden, the United Kingdom, these countries that we view as very liberal, very progressive, they looked at the evidence, looked at the studies, and they said there's very little evidence that this irreversibly harmful so-called treatment did these kids any good. A lot of these kids have depression or anxiety, right, or on the autism spectrum, or maybe they were victims of abuse. But these, and I call them groomers on TikTok, convince these poor children that all their problems will go away if only they, quote, transition. The tragedy is that then there's a whole medical industry there ready to profit from these kids by giving them these expensive, dangerous drugs and
disgusting.
Surgeries.
It is disgusting, and it looks like you're right about the rest of the world kind of leading the way. We were falling behind. One of the things I said to Andrew, I don't know how you feel about this, if it wasn't for Jamie Reed, the whistleblower right here in St. Louis at WashU and Children's Hospital, I'm not so sure that this would have gotten to the Supreme Court, or at least had as much success. That was such an important piece, because some of us, of course, Bob, even people like you, were talking about this issue for a long time before that whistleblower report, but that gave it a little bit more, I think, legitimacy, because she was a lesbian who was married to a trans person.
You're 100% correct there, Mark. These personal testimonies, these personal stories make all the difference in the world, because Jamie was all in on what they were doing down there until she realized that what they were doing is literally child abuse. Same with the detransitioners, people like Luca Hunt and Chloe Cole. They tell this story about their parents being coerced into going along with the transition. It's just horrific. It is child abuse in the guise of medical care.
There's
it needs
no doubt.
To be outlawed.
Yeah. Chris Elston, I don't know if you know Chris, Billboard Chris. You know who he is, Bob, by any chance?
Oh, yeah, I know Billboard Chris, absolutely.
So he's been a hero in all of this with Jamie Reed, and he calls it the biggest child abuse scandal in the history of the modern world, and I don't think there's any debate about that. All right, we're on limited time. I have to get your thoughts on several things. First, your reaction not only to the attack over the weekend, Missouri playing a big role on the bombing of the nuclear sites in Iran, but then the aftermath and the controversy about this leak that's coming out right now in the last couple of days that the president and Pete Hegseth and the Secretary of State Marco Rubio not very happy about.
Yeah, that's right. Our brave pilots from Whiteman Air Force Base flew halfway across the world, multiple refuelings in the air to deliver the bunker buster bombs that, as best we can tell, has obliterated Iran's ambitions to get a nuclear weapon, and that makes us all safer. Not only, you know, our ally Israel, but other Middle Eastern countries, and of course, the Iranians were developing intermediate and even long range missiles that could hit Europe. So, I think a big victory for world peace, and it looks like the ceasefire is holding. But the idea that Democrats were serving as leakers, that is really disturbing. I don't know much about that at this time, but
I think
horrible.
They're trying to figure some things out. And obviously, I don't know if there was a crime committed, but it does appear that the allegation at this point is that there were Democrats that were behind that. Do you have any, I guess the question now is, and this is part of the controversy with the media, is how much of the nuclear program did we destroy? What was, because this was an expensive operation, right? So what is the ROI on that? I don't think we really have a definitive answer on that, which is why the leaked report was irresponsible in the first place, because we don't know a lot of the answers to these questions at this point.
I think that's exactly right. And we don't know. It's perhaps unknowable at this point. I think, Mark, we have this theme that there are too many people, not all Democrats, but too many people of that political party who quite literally hate America, or at very least they have Trump derangement syndrome. So if it's something the Trump administration is behind, it's automatically bad. You've got to you've got to undermine it in any way you can, even if it means giving aid and comfort to our enemies. Just a sad state of affairs.
So on the Big Beautiful Bill, the president had an event at the White House earlier this afternoon, and he even gave a shout out to a Missouri trucker trying to highlight some of the people who will be, you know, benefiting from certainly the tax breaks that will continue from the first administration. It's still in the Senate. You still have people in the Senate. Even Senator Kennedy from Louisiana has said he doesn't like everything in this bill. So the plan, though, is to get this back to you guys in the House next week and get it to the president by the 4th of July. Is that a realistic timetable?
You know, I thought it was a realistic timetable up until the last, 48 hours. The House and Senate had some big differences in the bill. The Senate was saving more money on with Medicaid reforms, but the Senate was allowing more of the Green New Deal scam money projects to go forward. There were differences. There were differences on the issue of artificial intelligence. There were differences in how we treated reforms to the food stamp program. But I really thought all those differences were probably reconcilable. But after this, Elizabeth McDonough, this unelected parliamentarian who's supposed to just be an advisor to the Senate to say what fits within the Senate parliamentary rules on the reconciliation bill, she just took a sledgehammer to the entire bill. She decided that the Big Beautiful Bill could not make reforms to the food stamp program, could not bar illegal aliens from receiving Medicaid and food stamps, could not defund transgender clinics, could not make changes to the Medicaid provider tax, could not make restrictions on abortion funding in Affordable Care Act, Obamacare plans. She just decided that she was the unelected dictator of the United States of America, more powerful than Trump in a lot of ways. The good news is she can be overruled. J.D. Vance can preside over the Senate. And when the Democrats object and say the parliamentarian doesn't like this stuff, he can rule against the Democrats, number one. Or number two, she could be fired just like Trent Lott once fired a liberal Democrat parliamentarian. So, but if her version of the Big Beautiful Bill holds, I don't think the bill passes.
Yeah, so here's Senator Kennedy. I mentioned him.
I've already found a few things in this bill that we weren't told about. And I'm not happy. And the response, well, you should read the bill. I have read the bill.
So, you know, when I hear that from someone like Senator John Kennedy, Louisiana, that makes me think that the timetable is not going to really stick at this point.
Yeah. I mean, I think the Senate, you know, what we were hearing, and we really only heard details about the Senate bill, again, the Senate bill pre-parliamentarian in the last few days. And there were enough differences that the July 4th deadline didn't sound very realistic. Now you toss in this parliamentarian mess, it becomes less realistic. But what we are being told right now is keep our schedules clear for next week because we could. It was going to be the 4th of July in district week that we may very well be going back next week. But I don't think if there is a bill that can pass the House and pass the Senate will be back next week. I hope we are. I may miss a 4th of July parade in the 101 degree weather back in Missouri, but I really hope we can get it done. But boy, we kind of have a mess on our hands. The first senator has already called for the firing of this parliamentarian. Yeah. I was one of the first House members. But 4th of July, maybe, I hope. But
well, that's, you know, it's an interesting and an undercovered angle, and I'm glad you brought up what's happening with her. She was actually, I think, appointed by Harry Reid many years ago, and they're trying everything.
She was indeed.
Yeah, they're trying everything that they can in the toolbox. But if just to be clear, I know Republicans are calling for Elizabeth McDonough to be fired. If she's fired, does that solve the problem as far as the vote?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Goes.
Well, I think if she and look, I think there probably are a handful of things in the Big Beautiful Bill that don't meet standards for reconciliation. If something is pure policy, it does not meet the standards for what can be in a reconciliation bill and then pass with a simple majority in the Senate. But everything I just listed has definite fiscal impact. So yes, if we go back to House bill versus Senate bill, there's still a lot of big differences, everything from the SALT tax to how we treat Medicaid to the Senate is much more indulgent of the Green New Deal scam programs than the House was. We phased out those subsidies much quicker. So we still have big differences. So it was a stretch to get all that done by the 4th of July anyway, but now we have an even bigger mess.
All right, Bob, we'll keep us posted, okay?
Thank you, Mark.
Yeah, that's Congressman Bob Anders. So basically, the bottom line on that is she's supposed to be the nonpartisan advisor on the rules and procedure. And then she rules today that there are provisions related to Medicaid cuts that violate the rule that was named for late Senator Robert Byrd. And that rule mandates that the reconciliation process, which allows the Senate to pass legislation with the simple majority, which is why this thing even has a chance, other than the 60 votes typically required, can only be used to advance provisions with a fiscal impact that isn't merely incidental, whatever the hell that means. So there's some wrangling that's going to have to go on to get this to the president's desk, just to get it to the House at this point.
Get more at 971talk.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.